And I think once we both get out of our own heads, it's not about us. This isn't about us. It's about who we want to help and the impact we want to make. I think it's going to be a lot easier for both of us.
Welcome to the Coast Podcast. I'm Emily, a virtual assistant agency owner who left Amazon in 2019 to build my dream.
And I'm Whitney, a freelance writer and communications consultant who never felt at home in a cube farm.
We wanted to learn from people who paved their own ways like we did. So we created this podcast to talk to others who are brave enough to pick a different path. Creatives, entrepreneurs, people doing their careers and their lives their way.
Join us as we make new friends, get inspired, and show you beautiful paths less traveled.
Not every road leads to the coast, but the ones that do come with a great view.
Hello, everyone.
We can't stop being awkward, but we weren't on the outro, just on the intro now.
That's okay. Hi, everyone.
Welcome back to the coast. I am Whitney Popa, and I own a communications consultancy and a publishing house, and now I'm an author.
Yay. I love this new intro.
Right?
And my name is Emily Given. I own a virtual assistant agency, and I am a full-blown virtual assistant coach as well.
Yes. So I texted Emily this morning and was like, hey, I want to talk about my books. You talk about or ask me about my books, and I'm going to ask you about SAGA, Saga.
Saga.
Which is something that you have had it for years.
It's existed for a long time, since 2020. But I've never really gone all in, if that makes sense. So yeah. I made a launch announcement, in 2020. I did some coaching at a national conference for executive assistants. And that was right after I had hit my first $100,000 in business. I achieved that all elusive six-figure goal, right? 9 months after I started. And so people wanted to learn from me. And I don't know what the hell my brain did, but it got harder for me to talk about money. That's one of my biggest blockers right now. So I just continued to have a kick-ass virtual assistant agency. I have coached probably 8 people one-on-one coaching. And then I had this thing in my head, and it was just like, I have to build a course. I have to build a course. I have to build a course. Mm-hmm. I don't want to build a course. I don't know how to do the framework of the course. I don't want to video myself. And I'm coming around, and I've done all that to say, I did this one webinar with the Administrative Professionals Conference, which is recorded and I own the rights to. And then I did another webinar for the same organization that's also recorded and I own the rights to. And I just never felt like I could sell that. And looking back, I've gone over it. It's really valuable information. I can absolutely sell it. I've had my ebook lead magnet for a long time. So now it's putting all of this together and, building out my offer suite. And I've had the idea for a long time. I just felt like I couldn't push it out like I wanted to. I don't really understand why I waited on it for so long. And now I think my hesitation, I have spent so much time building out my offer suite. I have a bomb offer suite. Bomb. I know exactly what I'm recording for my videos. I have the frameworks for my course. I know what I'm doing for masterminds. I have my lead magnet. I have all of this stuff. And now it's just the social media piece. I guess it's really exhausting for me. Social media is not something that I enjoy, right? So I'm trying to, and I feel like Reels is this era of digital products right now, right? So it's a big push for digital products and learning how to make money online, which being a virtual assistant is learning how to make money online, right? But it's all the things that they tell you in order to grow, posting Reels 3 times a day, posting 6 stories a day, engaging for 20 minutes a day. I'm exhausted by it.
Yeah.
So that's kind of been my hesitation. Also, all of these people that are in their bio, multi 7-figure earner, right? Am I that? Yes. Has my business made? Have I built a multi 7-figure company? Yes, I have. do I feel comfortable telling people that on social media? No, I don't. So I don't know if that's like a money, I don't think it's a money mindset block on my part, but I don't, I want to be authentic and genuine. And I find a lot of these, like all these faceless digital marketing accounts, and like I make, I don't know how I feel about it. I need to come across as genuine and authentic. And yes, maybe that gives me credibility, but I don't want people to say like, oh, well, I could have a, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe walk me through this a little bit, because
yeah,
when you see that claim online, like I am a made $4 million this year from digital product sales, I immediately think like, why couldn't I? Okay. I could do that too. Right.
It's oversimplified though, because, right, and a lot of them are liars, because it's how much are they paying on ads? What I want, right, to see is your full breakdown, you know? And if you were like, I took home X amount of money and you can too, but I also don't love the messaging. And I've read those books too, like Chillpreneur. I don't, your business is built on this, but it's still hard work, right? Like you can't
so much just hard work.
Have nothing make something. And as much as I manifest the shit out of everything and I believe it can be easy, it's still work to set up the systems and get there. And so I think it's reductive to put it in an Instagram bio. I do think it's worth messaging somewhere.
Right. The other part of me is like, okay, well, that's how all these people are building credibility. And you know, if you know me, you know, I am actually incredibly credible.
Mm-hmm.
And I have trouble telling people that.
Yeah. And that's a lot of the stuff, like even with my book stuff that we were talking about, like getting out of your own way and through your traumas and your witch wounds, mm-hmm, to remind yourself, like even every day right now, I'm telling myself, no, talk about it again. Talk about it again in ways that feel good and comfortable to me. I call bullshit on the 3 reels a day. That's you listening to some guru. And honestly, to me, when I saw that, I was like, dang, that looks a little manic. Because, and I was worried because it was this complete shift,
yeah,
in strategy where I was like, either she's going through something or someone told her something that is not accurate. And what is performing better for people right now is carousels, where you can swipe through and read things because it keeps people on there longer. They're deprioritizing reels. So,
but it changes so fast. It's like once you finally mentally get on board to do something like that and you learn the strategy behind it and you're like, okay, I need a hook and I need a caption with emojis and I need a call to action and I need keywords and 3 to 5 relevant hashtags. And you know what I mean? Once you have that in your brain and you're like, yeah, psyched, let's do it, then it changes.
What I always tell people too, though, right, and that's the whole thing, like you can't play to the algorithm. You can try and you can play, and then as you're playing, find out what feels good to you and do more or less depending on that. But like, it always goes back to your goals. Where do you want? How many people do you want? How do you want them to find you? Like our friend Heather just messaged me today for her mastermind. She had 75 people sign up from around the world. Granted, it's free, so that's obviously incentive for people. But where is she finding them? You could ask her. I don't know where she's finding them because she doesn't have nearly as many followers on her Instagram as you do. And so there are ways that you can source them that feel good to you. And like I said earlier, you are great at Facebook. Not that your people are there, but if you phrase it in a way like, do you know someone? Can you tell them? Get in certain groups and like message it in places that feel good and right to you. And you can try and play on Instagram and do the reels. And then you're like, ew, I don't like this. I'm not doing more of this. And fuck that guru, because this doesn't work for me. And it might almost be worth like talking to Sam or somebody about that so that you can get back into your body and your sense of what works for you, which is like, back to my point, I'm good at social media. I'm not super drained by it usually. I used to be a social media manager, and I find the most success on, or I feel best when I can write it. So I love that carousels are prioritized right now. I love a long caption being in. I love the idea of posting something on Facebook if it were to reach only the people I want it to. So I'd make a list, like, where on social media do I feel good? And that could even be like replying to people's, you know, comments, being not a lurker, but like going and searching those hashtags that you want to be a part of and engaging with people versus necessarily putting your own stuff up.
Right. And that totally is. But the first thing before I go like looking for people, right, like that, it's getting everything set up like on the back end. So like all the texts ready to go, all the, there's just so many pieces to building a business.
Yeah.
And I am building a brand new business, and so are you. And it's just a lot of pieces. And furthermore, you don't want to take away from your current business that's paying your bills, right? So it's like really this fine balancing act of like, okay, I'm going to dedicate this much time and resources to building this new thing because I fully believe in this new business. Like, and I think once we both get out of our own heads, like it's not about us. This isn't about us. It's about who we want to help and the impact we want to make. I think it's going to be a lot easier for both of us, especially me, because like, I'm like, well, when people think I'm worrying about, but like, if I really set my intention on, I can help so many women. Mm-hmm. Stay at home with their kids and like freelance and work in a way that works for them and make it like easy and digestible to implement, then that's what I want to do. Right. Yeah, like that's what feels good.
Put it on sticky notes all on your, my entire bottom of my screen is sticky notes with like affirmations and things. Like I have one right in front of me that says, I'm in the right place at the right time doing the right thing. One next to it that says, people ask me how they can work with me. People love to pay me. And it's really just like reinforcing for yourself, like what I'm hearing from you and from me too, is like, this is safe for me to share. This is, it's safe for me to make money in this way. Cause even for you, it's, yes, it's systems, but it's something that you know so well by now that it almost is like, oh my gosh, people are paying me for something that's like so easy for me. And telling yourself it gets to be, once I set up all the systems, and even then, like you look at all the old Amanda Francis videos, they're all like janky ass Google Meet recordings from way back in the day and like typos in her really bad PowerPoints, but the content and the confidence is fire.
And that's where I'm lacking. I'm lacking confidence, right? And I really go audit like all these other coaches that are doing the same thing. And I'm like, I have the potential and I have the credentials to be the number one virtual assistant coach. Like hands down, I know that I do. It's just going like building that credibility and like, it's just constantly having to tell people I'm awesome. I'm awesome. It's really hard for me. It's hard for me. Yeah. It's really difficult. So I'm not sure. And
one of the things that I do that you did in one of your reels, when it's awkward for you to talk about how awesome you are, you let other people do it for you. So I love being braggadocious about my clients. And in turn, that makes me look good because I got them there. But I believe that for me, it was flexing that muscle a lot until I could be braggadocious about myself and really believe it and repeat all of those things and thoughts to myself until they became a belief. And you probably just need to beat yourself over the head with it more and be a little live, laugh, love for a while.
Right. I'm focusing right now on getting all the tech set up, all my systems in place, building the actual value ladder offer suite, right, that I have going on. And then I probably will end up hiring someone to do the social media because, I mean, that's so uncomfortable for me. So why would I put myself in it if I don't have to?
Right. You do still have to show up sometimes.
Yeah.
And maybe record the videos and send them to somebody else to deal with. That could be helpful. But I want you to think about like what just popped into my head was if this had existed, then I would have quit my job so much earlier and my life right. would have been less miserable.
Right, right. And the course that I'm building is going to be from like, how do I even register my business on the Secretary of State website? I'm going granular. I'm like mm-hmm. breaking it down. It's going to be really easy for people to follow because you don't know what you don't know, right? Like you're like, how do I start a business? There's so many steps. It's very overwhelming. We're going section by section. And I'm going to be able to help so many people. I just worry, I guess, that I don't know what I'm really worried about, really. That I don't know how to, it's just new, you know? I'm very confident in the virtual assistant services that I'm selling and talking to clients about. This is just newer. Yet I have so many raving testimonials from VAs that I've coached, right? Like that are killing it. I've taught them the foundations that needs to be successful. It's just really, it's been a long time since I really actively sought out coaching clients. And so it feels a little scary for me right now.
Yeah. You got this. I believe in you. And I hope for anybody listening, if you know somebody who needs Emily and you've been listening to and supporting the show, then reach out to her because that will help build your testimonials and everything that makes you feel good about continuing to put this out there. It's like those little things that keep you on the track.
Well, it's just funny because as I'm sitting here being like really, really real about the process of building this business, if an ideal client heard this, they'd be like, I don't want to coach with her. She's super unconfident.
I think you're real.
Yeah, it is really real. And it's not just like I'm not unconfident in what I'm teaching because I'm really fucking confident in what I can teach you, right? I'm unconfident in the being seen, being like worthy enough to be a teacher, right? Like, and that, you know, as we all know, that comes from my trauma and like worthiness, etc. So something I'm actively working on, but I think the impact that I know that I can make on this world is huge. And so I'm really trying to step into that, right? So it's costing me a lot to stay small.
Yeah.
Like it's harmful.
Yeah. And it's so real because the people who are going to be attracted to you, confidence is amazing. And it can also be repelling to some people too, because they're like, well, I can never live up to her. They bring their own stuff to what you're bringing in too. So you don't know how people are going to find you and what they're going to need. And I think hearing from you, like, I'm freaked out to like put myself out there and I'm working through it, makes them feel a little braver too. And like that they can have vulnerable conversations, because what you're going to do for them will change their entire life in ways that are big and small. So I believe in you and you'll find your way.
Yeah, I will. Also, it's just like the energy piece, which is so silly, like, but it's not silly because I need to go back to my three essentials of like eating well, working out, and sleeping well. And yeah. Once those like foundation pieces are in a foundation, then you can continue to build on that and everything else is good. And I know that, and it's hard. I think it's hard for a lot of people. So getting back there is going to be really helpful, and mindset work, and just like something that we talked about with Kim a couple of weeks ago is like, it's not discipline, it's devotion, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's
mm-hmm.
not discipline, it's devotion. So it's not that I'm not disciplined, it's I'm not devoted to it right now. And I need to just like go all in and get devoted to like self-care, well-being, because it affects, I know this is going off on a tangent, but like, if you're not prioritizing self-care and those three basic things that you're doing for yourself, everything else is way harder. And yeah. I find that like I am more confident when I'm working out and eating well and have more energy. And when I'm not working out and eating well and sleeping poorly, I don't have confidence because I'm tired, right? Like it all builds on each other. So I just need to go back to my foundation.
Exactly. Yep. And it is. I mean, it's not a tangent. It's related because I have grown so much in myself and my business since I made those decisions. Like I had my sexy mommy year where I could be hot and smart. And I took my body back. I got my weave. I started getting like thrice yearly Botox. And our photos, like I feel so much better showing up for that kind of stuff and promoting myself because I feel good. So it is related. It's not a tangent. You're going to do it. You're going to do a great job. I think you're muted.
I said, I am going to do it. I'm going to get back on the Peloton tomorrow. And it's like the spirituality practice too. Like if you get far away from that, it's really hard, you know, to go back. And like, I was, you know, doing daily gratitude and meditations and like pulling a card a day and setting my intention for the day. And once you get away from that, it's really easy to get sidetracked, honestly. Yep. So.
And get told from the world what you should be versus telling right. yourself and being inward.
Right. And that is like a recurring message I kept getting in the past year is like, quiet the noise, quiet the noise, quiet the noise. And then when you get away from the leaning into your own intuition, right, the noise becomes really loud and you pay attention to it. So that all makes sense about like, quiet the noise.
Yes. And on that note, we will allow you all to quiet the noise and figure out what's right for you next. It's our challenge for you. We invite you to listen to yourself and what your life and business needs next. So we appreciate you. We're not going away anytime soon. A couple more months of episodes, and then we will be on long pause while we work on our other businesses.
Thank you, and we will see you on the next episode of The Coast.
Bye.